So what a great crowd. It's really exciting to see everybody here today, and it's really nice to follow Mia's presentation because we are definitely a newer health equity initiative, and we've learned a lot from paying attention to what our partners in Alameda County and Seattle King County have been doing. As was said when I was introduced, I am the manager of the Health Equity Initiative, and this I've been working on it. We had our funding start last July, so July 2007. But I've been with Multnomah County Health Department for 9 years, so I've seen how the department has evolved over time to be able to start to look more upstream, have a more strategic focus on health disparities, and move from more individual behavior change in early childhood and environmental health and sexual health to looking more at the social determinants of health. So that's an exciting part of our work. What I'm going to try and do in the 20 minutes that I have is give you an overview of our first year of our health equity initiative and kind of talk a little bit about how we hope to do our work, and then give you an overview of what we accomplished, what we've learned from the community, and then talk a little bit about where we'll go from here. That's a lot of clicks on this one. I'm just going to give you a little overview. This is a picture of downtown Portland, which is the center of Multnomah County. And our county is about just under about 700,000 people in size. And the racial breakout, that's the clicks, we're majority white, but about 10% Hispanic. And that's based on the 2006 population estimates. And the Latino population is growing very rapidly. So we think in the next census that those numbers will be pretty significantly increased. About 7% Asian, Pacific Islander, Native Hawaiian. And the African American population and the Native American population are actually shrinking in size in proportion to the other communities that are growing. So as I said, this has been an organizational learning journey. Our work on health disparities got institutionalized into our strategic plan. So a lot of themes that we'll be hearing around how these initiatives are structured. So in 2005, we started asking our organization to look at how we can coordinate our efforts around health disparities. But this was the first time that we introduced language around more health promotion, so giving communities greater control over the factors that influence their health. And honestly, I think as a department, those words have been kind of out there, aspirational. We haven't really known what to do with it, but it's sort of a learning. So some of our work that we've done in the short term has been around cultural competence. We have a diversity and quality team, which is a countywide team that works on institutional issues in our department around workforce development, health disparities, succession planning. We also are doing some trainings for staff. Building partnerships across difference is one training, and facilitative leadership is another. In 2007, our health assessment and evaluation team conducted a report on health disparities, and we looked at 17 health indicators. And what we found was that in the African American community, even though it's very small and shrinking, there is the majority of health disparities are located in the African American community, with 11 of the 17 indicators showing disparities. In the Latino population, there were 6 disparities, but because it's a younger population, we think, you know, that over time it's possible that those disparities might increase as the community is there longer. And in the Asian and Native American population, there were 3 disparities documented. But this slide basically was a way for us to illustrate for people who aren't as familiar with what's going on in our community that disparities exist over a number of health indicators and basically exist from cradle to grave. So the Health Equity Initiative was started and really kicked off by the election of our county chair, Ted Wheeler. And he campaigned on a platform of eliminating disparities, which was really exciting for us across the county. And so in his administration, he's very kind of data-oriented person. So it was kind of a shock for him that when we have all the data and we know that there are disparities, but in Portland, we kind of think of ourselves as progressive people and everybody gets along. So he's like, you know, there's a mismatch here. So we really wanted to focus on what are the issues that are going on. So that leadership and support was really critical, and it came from the top, and it remains. the goals of the initiative are first to have a shared understanding of health disparities with that focus on justice and equity, to raise visibility around what efforts are happening in our community to address disparities, and then to explore and advance policy solutions to health inequities. And this was the way that we had structured our work. So again, similar theme, community focus as well as internal organizational change. And we also engaged all of the departments in the county. So not just health, we wanted this to be broader. The libraries involved, Department of Community Justice, the folks who work with mental health and school success. Multiple partners are coming to see how their work, our business services, the folks who do voting, they're coming to see how their work all contributes to equity in our community. And this is our team, so again, staff diversity, and this, actually there's a couple people who aren't represented here, so we do have males on our team, so gender equity is an issue for us, and then Mia Ramirez, actually, who's on our team, is here as well. So under the first goal, creating a shared understanding of health disparities, what we really wanted to do, you can go to the next slide, is start to shift the way that people understand health. So looking, you know, when we talk about health, most people are thinking about food and physical activity and access to a healthcare provider. And we know that we have disparities in terms of our health outcomes. So this one shows low birth weight, high rates of low birth weight with African-American babies. Okay, next one. And, you know, when we look at modifiable risk behaviors in terms of smoking, eating fruits and vegetables, physical activity, overweight and obesity, lots of disparities, again, in the African-American community, in the Native American community. These are percentages, and the asterisks indicate differences that are statistically significant. And again, in the Latino community, some of the statistical significance shows that there's statistically significant lower rates of some of the risk behaviors. So that's something that we want to identify. How can we protect that? And then this one, this slide shows health insurance coverage. And again, significant differences in terms of Latino access to healthcare and health insurance. So we're starting to shift how we look at data, and that leads us to the next one. So we're starting to try and connect some of these pieces that aren't necessarily health related, but looking at how these data can give us indicators or what are some of the upstream factors that are influencing health. So educational attainment, again, disparities there. And then the next one is unemployment. So this starts to help us build a case for why we need to look at equity from a broader perspective. And we're doing that starting by focusing on community engagement. We have worked on just continuing to include community in the conversations that we've had. We've also done screenings of unnatural causes, and I'll share a little bit more about that. But we really tried to go out and not go to the usual suspects, but to really make this a countywide approach. We tried to get to all the different corners of Multnomah County, and just engage community in understanding the root causes. To the next one. So we did have 57 screenings of unnatural causes. We did these in libraries. So a number of, this was how our library was a partner with us. We just had small group discussions, and we also did it internally with our county employees. And again, this was countywide. It was offered as a training opportunity. It was not a brown bag. People got credit for coming to these trainings. And we asked people after each of the screenings of a segment of the documentary, what did you see? What caught your attention? What were the problems and causes? How do these problems happen here in our community, so that people could see the connection between what they saw, and then what are some possible solutions? And we've compiled those solutions into policy recommendations, practice improvements, as well as individual actions. So under the second goal, raising the visibility, what we've tried to do is both work internally and externally again. So internally, as I mentioned, we did work on departmental coordination. We have a departmental team that's representative of every county department, and they have helped us to promote the dialogues. I don't know who's ringing. Helped us in the first year to promote the dialogues, and we have a plan for our next years coming up where we'll be inventorying current activities that are happening countywide to address equity issues. We're exploring how we can make undoing racism training mandatory for all county managers to start. And then also looking at using an equity review tool so that we can bring an equity lens into our policy development and program development across the county, as well as having our chair charge each of the county departments with identifying what strategic actions they're going to take on to promote equity in the county. And that is an idea that we are borrowing and learning from Seattle King County, so I'm sure that Sandy will talk more about that. Also externally, we did build a website, which I think has been really helpful. We use it to educate the media, linking them when we're working on stories, giving data there. We use it to educate our community, giving them options for how they can take action to promote equity. And in our next year, we're working with a youth video crew as part of a project for them to take video clips of folks who've been engaged in our community dialogues, and they'll be talking about how equity is a part of their life or what are their concerns around health equity. We'll be posting those on our website, and then they'll also help us make our work more relevant to the next generations by helping us develop a MySpace and a YouTube and a Facebook page. And I think that's really important that we continue to invest in the next generation who, you know, are going to be the ones who are carrying this forward, because this is really long-term work. So the third goal is around exploring and advancing policy solutions to address health inequities. And what I'm going to share in the upcoming slides are some of the things, the themes that we heard in our community dialogues, and then some specific policy recommendations that community members suggested. So we came up, I don't know how many policy suggestions there were. We narrowed down and grouped the policy suggestions into 140 recommendations, and then we grouped those further into these seven policy areas. What we're doing now is we're going back out to the exact same sites where we did the initial dialogues. We're inviting the exact same people who participated in those initial dialogues to go through and review what they gave us, what happened countywide, and then we're asking them to help us prioritize those, and we've completed 9 out of 10 of those. So next time we'll be able to talk about our policy agenda. Next one. So in terms of some of the specifics, even though we are trying to shift the focus from just limited to access to healthcare, universal healthcare was a huge issue, and we've just really come to see it as more of a in a different lens. So thinking of universal access to healthcare as a social justice issue, that it really is wealth promotion if people don't lose all their income taking care of their health issues, as well as something that all of a community can join together around. So it eliminates that us versus them. Access to healthy, affordable food came up a lot, and not just in terms of nutrition, but in terms of community building, community capacity building and relationships and microenterprise. Affordable and healthy housing came up as well. Some interesting solutions came up around, like adding an exercise room to new public housing developments. You know, things that aren't huge, radical changes. And in terms of income and wealth, we did hear actually a lot of willingness. So Oregon is very much an anti-tax state. We don't have sales tax. We have property tax limitations. It very much has undercut our ability to raise funds to provide public services. But we did hear a lot of interest in increasing taxes if the taxes were tied to specific health benefits. We heard about workforce development, incentives for healthy behaviors, as well as a concept of civic time, so that people who get vacation time and sick time could also have time to volunteer and participate in their community. And that also showed up in terms of community engagement and tax credits. education, we have a program in Multnomah County called Schools Uniting Neighborhoods, which basically extends the school days in schools that experience higher poverty rates as measured by use of free and reduced lunch. And so there was a lot of support for expanding that to other schools. Empowerment, so having benchmarks for how each county department uses community input in decision making. And then sustainability, so identifying opportunities for large purchasers to buy locally and support minority businesses. Our county management is actually looking at how we can streamline our process for contracting with minority women and emerging small businesses. And they're thinking about that in terms of an equity lens. So how they can do that to support economic development, which then supports healthcare outcomes down the road. Yep. In terms of practice recommendations, these are just some of the brief things that we heard. So health clinics and workplaces, accountability, making sure that services that are provided are using community resources, increasing health promotion, and people were particularly focused on women's health, so thinking about women's health as a factor, key factor. Looking at education in terms of how some schools in the richer areas of town have civics education, nutrition, PE, personal finance, and health education, but in the poor areas where that's probably more needed, there's fewer of those classes that are available. And then again, community engagement, so continuing screenings of the natural causes. People loved it, they want to keep it going. The library actually bought several copies of the documentary and have it in their circulation so that people can just check it out of the library to make it available to people. So we also have been looking at what's the framework that we can use to share with folks in the county, but then also the city of Portland, our metro regional government is interested in using an equity lens. So we're trying to kind of promote this framework as well about how we can shift from downstream focus to more of an upstream focus to address inequities. And so currently, I think in our health department, in county programs as well, we're very much organized around downstream efforts. We have primary care clinics, we provide school-based health centers, a lot of individually focused health care, health education, and services. I'll go ahead a couple more times. Yep. So what we're trying to do, is use this initiative to shift how we think about our work in terms of moving it upstream. So we're looking at an expanded focus on community empowerment. We can hit that again. And again, we're building this, so we're now updating our strategic plan, so we're building this more into our strategic plan, and I think we've learned a lot over the past 4 years about now what does this really look like. And so that includes building a strong team of people who are skilled in policy advocacy. We just passed a menu labeling ordinance, and you know, there are very few key moments when Multnomah County Health Department has been really actively engaged in policy development, policy advocacy, and so we're trying to learn and build on those skills, as well as looking at how we can address upstream determinants of health. So that means being present on different boards. The city of Portland is redoing our comprehensive plan. So we're making sure that there are health folks involved in that comprehensive planning process. The metro regional government, our county chair is a part of that. They just started having conversations about including health specifically as part of the regional plan for the area. So that would include three counties, multiple cities. And so, you know, the work that we tried to do of really just putting health equity on the civic agenda is happening. And I think it's happening not just because of our efforts, because there's a lot of people who are carrying that message forward. Yes. And internally, I think some of the work that we have done and some of our learnings have been around how do we, this is probably familiar to everyone, adapt these essential services of public health using an equity lens. So what does that mean for us? For in the health department, it means looking at what are our job classes? What are our job descriptions? Do we have policy analysts on board? So when we first started, we didn't have a policy analyst. We don't have a policy analyst job class. We did some of that work. Now some of their programs are starting to incorporate policy analysts into what they do. That's an easy way to, it doesn't shift away from services, it just makes sure that someone's looking at what are the policy opportunities. Community organizing, again, do we have community organizers on board? What are some of the barriers in terms of hiring folks from the community? We have a community health worker position, but in the economic downturn, the people who are making it through the screening process are people with masters in public health. That's not the intent of the community health worker position. It's that people come from the community, right? So really looking at some of those issues. And then finally for us, it's really a shift from the traditional way of thinking about epidemiology to more social epidemiology. So looking at how can we link by census tract, life expectancy and poverty, or life expectancy and diversity. So those are some of the things that we're learning. And that's
it.
Again. Yeah. Good.